Anna Howard and her chocolate lab sit in the kitchen listening to the teleconference muted and on speakerphone. Medicaid expansion, higher education funding, and energy policy are on the agenda, as are some interactive breaks.
How worried are you about the effects of climate change in the next 10 years? Please answer using the keys 1 through 5 on your phone.
What do you think?
I think like 3 or 4, just because we already see a lot of change locally.
This is a really weird winter.
Almost 50 people listen in at different times throughout the hour-long teleconference. This is one approach Ford Montana is using to reach a younger crowd, in addition to social media and holding events at alluring locales like breweries. Ford Montana Deputy Director Kia Abbey says they also try to figure out what's important to the younger Montanans they interact with. She says issues that have risen to the top include student debt, conservation, and Medicaid expansion.
The majority of people who are enrolled in Medicaid are under the age of 40, and so we know that this is a huge issue for young Montanans, and we want to make sure that they're following along as the debate happens in the legislature, because it's going to be at the forefront of what happens during this session.
Young people do appear to have their eye on the political world. About 31% of youth voted in the 2018 U.S. midterms, compared to 21% in 2014, according to November estimates by the Center for Information and Research on Civic Learning and Engagement. Kayla DeRoche, YPR News.